Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart Radio. Our discussion tonight is about anger, and I'm going to be reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 10, verses 1 through 10 of Paul's letter to the Colossians in the New Testament. Verse 1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sat on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory." Mortified. In other words, to count as dead, or to reckon as dead, mortify. Therefore, your members, which are your fornication, uncleanness, in other words, your uncleanness literally means filth, inordinate affection. Now, this is an interesting word because the Greek word is pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S, from which we get our word pathology. The next word is evil, the next term is evil concupiscence. And this is the result of pathos, or pathos, as the case may be, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, or literally the children of apatheia, the children of apathy. Lived in them, but now, none he did, but now, you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, which is congealed anger. Malice means an evil habit of mind, blasphemy. This is verbal abuse, and this is toward both God and man. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Very, very profound passage. It is customary with Paul, after he provides after he writes out doctrine, then he teaches believers what the doctrines they affirm or say they believe, what these doctrines mean in practice. And so it is our practice in Christ that shows who we are. So anger. Verse 8. "But now you also put off all these anger." And this is interesting because the apostle said, put off anger, which is very interesting. And so we have to look at this very closely. The word anger here in the Greek text is orge. Orge. And orge, O-R-G-E, means anger as a state of mind. An abiding attitude of anger. Now tonight, I don't have time to go into the what having an abiding attitude of anger does to one's cardiovascular health, because there are profound implications thereof, and what anger does to one's immune system, etc. I'll do that on another show, but here the word term anger orgy means anger as a state of mind, or a state of mind to which one has become habituated, or in other words, a habitual attitude of anger. Now, mind you, Paul is writing to believers, and Paul is saying to believers that one must, or the believing community must, put off all these anger. The next word, wrath, follows upon anger. It is the word thumon, from the word thumos. And this word means, spelled T-H-U-M-O-N, thumon. It means outbursts of anger for the purpose of revenge. So, I want you to see here why God wants us to learn His Word in great depth and great detail. Because anger is very dangerous. And here's something else that I want you to know, that people who are habitually angry do not realize that they are also very prideful individuals too. And so they hang on to anger to pride. The foundation of anger is pride. One feels that there is a perceived injustice, or one has been done wrong, which may very well be the case. One gives an interpretation to events, and so one can very well have suffered wrong at the hands of a particular person or a group of persons. And so I want you to see the host of sins that originate from anger. And now, please understand that responding sinfully to sinful treatment is also a sin. I'm going to say that one more time. Responding sinfully to sinful treatment is also a sin. This is not where God wants you and I to be. He does not want us to be habitually angry. He does not want us to be angry persons. We are members one of another. We are members of the body of Christ. We belong to Christ. And we know that when we were saved, He came to live in our hearts. And I want you to read 1 John, because 1 John says that the one who hates his brother most likely is not saved. Because through anger, one can hate. And I want you to see where pride is and the hiddenness of pride and what it can do. So we have two words. We have orge, which means anger as a state of mind, and we have thumon, outbursts of anger for the purpose of revenge. And then next we have malice. Kekian. And this word here means to have an evil habit of mind. The next word is blasphemy, to give verbal expression to one's evil habit of mind. And then Paul writes, filthy communication out of your mouth. And so I want you to see the list, the pollution, the spiritual pollution that believers can experience because of anger. And the believers want to hold on. There are some believers who want to hold on to anger. And the devil, the enemy, our common enemy, the devil, will use anger as an opportunity to get a base of operation in our lives. I'm going to read something to you, and please turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 26 and 27. Be you angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That is, handle your anger immediately. Don't let it settle in your heart. Neither give, now in the Greek, this word place is a noun. It's a noun, topos or topon, from which T-O-P-O-N, from which you get our word topology. In other words, do not give the devil a base of operation in your life. And notice, he can enter into your life through anger. Par argismo is the word here for anger. Be angry is the word par argismo, and it means rage. It means to be beside oneself in rage. It means to be out of one's mind with anger. No believer is to be this way or should be living in this manner. Now, God can and will heal us of our anger, but we must bring our situation to God. We must tell God about our anger. Sometimes the anger is so deep we have repressed it. And we cannot fully access that anger anymore. Sometimes anger is connected to self-hate. There are individuals who hate themselves for certain reasons. These are very real, and they're very powerful. And I want you to get the emotional connection, or the connection that emotions have to anger and what they do. Now, my advice is to speak with a very good Christian counselor, a well-trained counselor, a well-trained pastoral counselor to help you so that you can be set free. Be honest about what you're facing and how long you have faced it. And also go before God and confess to Him that you have a problem with anger. And you know it gets in your way. It has been getting in your way. And it destroys relationships. It destroys marriages. It destroys relationship with one's children, etc. And understand that the pride connection, understand the connection of emotions to anger. Now, if you need God's help, God will help you. If you feel that you have an anger addiction, you need to take that to God. You need to be very honest and speak with God in a very plain manner and tell Him what is going on with you. Because as long as you are the prisoner of anger, you will not enjoy your life. And there are other aspects of anger. There's bitterness, resentment. It just goes on and on. Very imperative that you speak with God about the situation so that He can set you free. Through prayer, through counseling, through study of His Word, you can have a brand new life. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful evening.